This is how much we know about movies. We just this. If you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of
podcasting.
I mean, you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. But we shouldn't even start with the episode, though. We really should start with, A, it's been a little bit of time since we've been on the mic together, and our lineup has changed, even though I'm still enjoying Vagrant Queen. Some news came out, and anybody who was following the show with us on Sci-Fi realized that there was a week where the show just didn't come on. It just didn't come on, and then we find out that they pushed it from its Friday night main event slot to Thursday at midnight, which is like, in sci-fi terms, that's the death chant, that's the death line, that's where they, everybody who watched any show on sci-fi, they're like, nope, that's what happened to blankety-blank show when they canceled it after whatever season they were on. So that sent Mr. Corey into a little bit of a...
I don't even want to do the podcast. Like, I don't. Like, I really don't. Like, it's... I do it because you and I are friends, but this shit with the TV, man, like, I don't want to do it. It's like, I get up and I go, I don't give a fuck about anything on TV. Like, I like... Mm-hmm. City of Angels is cool, but if I didn't watch it, like, if I stopped right now, I would not care. Like, I don't have any love for anything on TV. Like, I wish we could figure out something else to do. Like, I hate TV so fucking much because of this shit. Like, when we got done and you told me that, I was like, okay, this is really the first show that I got into in quite some time that hasn't already had, like, seasons of stuff. And I was like, that's cool. I'll wait, because apparently anytime I like a fucking show, it's like, one and done, homie. So I quit watching TV just to spare other people TV shows. But yeah, no, I am still in that boat, dude. Like, if you and I could, like, think of anything else that we could do on a regular basis, like, I'd be like, yo, let's just switch it up, man. I don't even care. I do not want to talk about TV. Fuck it.
True. Very true. And I can't argue with you. And while this, I'm afraid that they're not going to be given enough time to even recut the final episode of Vagrant Queen to give it a wrap up, you know? So I've got to,
I don't even
be
think they're
going
to give it a wrap up. It's just going to be one season, and whatever the ending for this was to start the new thing, that's just where it's done.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
It's going to be like a Firefly kind of thing where Firefly didn't really get wrapped up and you're like, huh? And then they went and made a movie. And quite honestly, if you never watched Firefly and you went and watched the movie first because you're just like, oh, that looks cool. Then you went, oh, fuck, this is on a TV show? And you're like, oh, mm-hmm. Sweet, let me go catch it. And then you find out what happened. And then you go,
I hate television.
So a show that got a 9.5 for y'all, you guys are like, fuck it. Like, Fox is... I don't know how Fox is still around. Like, it makes no sense to me. Fox, Fox News, 20th Century Fox, or 21st Century, or whatever the fuck it is. Like, they put out so much bullshit all the fucking time. Like, can you name anything on Fox's lineup right now that you're like, oh shit, like outside of The Simpsons fucking keeping them afloat?
Yeah, I don't even know if I watch anything on Fox right now.
Yeah. There's nothing. I think the last thing they had was like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and they canceled that, and then NBC went and picked it up, and we're like, okay.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah. I'm sorry. What is it? Was Fox full of reality shows now? Is that what's on Fox?
Fuck if I know, dude. But
I mean, Lord knows every bit of their news channel is just out there to suck the president off. So, and that's even backfiring on them recently. So
yeah, sure.
I don't know what they're around for.
Yeah, they're fucking... They're just to, like, be the devil's advocate. Like, that's why they exist. Like, because they're counterintuitive to everything almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when I used to see the 20th Century Fox, like, logo hit and, like, the spotlights and all that shit. I was like,
you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting into something. Dude, I see Fox now, man, and I'm like, I would rather fucking take a hammer and hit my dick with it. Like, fuck them.
Let everybody know how you feel, man.
I'm no, awake it's fine. Now.
And it, you know, and for a while there, I was like, well, actually, for like a day, somehow you flipped back around after a day. But I was like,
well, that's because I love you, man. But I
I'm
was
gonna
like,
have to
I'm
rebrand
not...
this. I gotta figure out what I want to talk about. I'm pretty sure that I don't even know if I can carry this on my own. I'm not that funny, so I was like, I don't think I can carry this on my own. I can yammer into a mic for an hour, but no one's gonna listen to that. They gotta have your grumpiness also to balance it out.
Yeah,
which
it's
we will
so
be,
funny.
Which we will
it's,
not be short on.
Which is so funny because as soon as these mics go off, like, you are the grumpy one in general,
right?
You know, but it's like we talk about TV, and it's like one of the things in life that I generally dislike. And I'm like, hey, fuck it. Here's the bad side of me.
God. Right? It's the time I light up. I'm like, ooh, media, sweet TV. I love it. No, but the problem is that I don't love it because I do. I was hopeful that because it was like a sci-fi show, like, not a lot of folks have to watch it. They're not trying to bring in, you know, it's like watching a CW show. Like, all the CW superhero shows, that's what we should be reviewing because those things never die. Those things have been on forever. Arrow just finally ended, and that's after like 8 or 9 seasons, but they've brought in 4 or 5 other shows that have started sporadically upon that. And so it's like, we got more, and there's more coming next season. Stargirl? No, that's not right. Miss Marvel? I forget. Anyways, like, there's another one starting up next season. I'm like, okay, doesn't matter to me. Let's do it. I'm all about this DC, the DC TV universe. DC East, what do they call it?
I don't know. But
DC EU?
Yeah,
DC. Extended Universe, yeah.
DC is basically the Fox of fucking movies and shit, like
for movies, but yeah. They are on point with their TV shows.
I don't even think their TV shows are really that fucking good, man. Like, Smallville wasn't that great. Arrow is not that fucking good, man. It's not. And everything in there is a 30
Legends
something
is awesome. Flash is awesome.
No.
Yes.
They're
yes.
all fucking trash. It's a 30-year-old playing like a 15-year-old. It's fucking dumb, dude.
There's no kids in those shows. It's fine. They're all adults.
They are all adults. Yes. Every actor is
but
an
none
adult.
Of them are kids.
None
He's
of them.
A forensic scientist. He's not even a kid. Flash,
so
nobody's
is Peter
a
Parker,
kid.
Dude. He's fucking 17. Like, I'm saying,
yeah, but
dude.
He's
like,
not.
No. No. No, let's just talk about City of Angels, because everything else is fucking shit. TV's god-awful. Let's just get this stupid fucking podcast over with.
God damn, you're such a fucking grump.
I don't know what to say, man. Like, I thought by the time we started doing this again, like, I wouldn't be this fucking bitter.
We don't have to do this.
But I am. Like, I just... No, we can do it. Like, I want to do things with you. Like, I enjoy... this because
I
want to
do
you.
Things with you too.
Yeah, man, fuck it. But like, I don't know, dude. It's like, I when I was watching the show, I just went, ugh, I have to talk about this later. Like, that was my, like, I was so into Vagrant Queen. I was like, cool, man. Like, I'm, and then they just chopped me the fuck down, and I was like, I don't want anything to do with TV anymore. Like, if it's not mm-hmm. on Hulu and there's not like 5 seasons, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to talk about it. I want you all to go fuck off. I want every one of you bastards to lose a job. I don't care. Do not care.
Do I need to stop recording? We don't have to do this.
No, we can keep going and talk. Fuck it. Might as well just let me keep going off the rails, man. Like, yeah.
Get it out, baby.
Just,
get
yeah.
it out.
At this point, I've not talked to anybody about it, so now I'm about to talk to fucking whoever's going to listen to it, because you're
yeah,
gonna
you
listen,
guys are welcome.
You guys are going to listen to me bitch about some TV while we talk about this.
So, the bright side of all of this, though, is that you, I guess, unless something's changed since fucking yesterday, is that you are starting to draw stuff. And wanted to draw some stuff around the things that we're watching.
Yeah, I was trying to find a way to make it basically interesting for me. Like, I wanted
right,
to draw...
It all boils back down well, to your current attitude towards
yeah,
television.
Yeah, it does. I was like, I don't... The show seems... So far, what I've watched of the show, Like, I've watched episode one. I don't know if you watched two.
Two doesn't drop till tonight later on. But, yeah, because we're recording this on the Sunday it drops. Before you go into this episode, you did watch all of Penny Dreadful when it was on before, correct?
Yeah. The other show. And I really liked that Penny Dreadful, and that was another show that, like, after season two, some weird shit happened. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, hey, it's only going to be one more season of it.
Right.
And it was like, okay, so you just give me a werewolf, and then now you're just basically going to wrap up Eva Green shit. Like, that's what we're doing? Okay. Like, gotcha.
I'm prepared for this.
I don't know, man. Like, I cannot name a show now off the top of my head that I've started with.
Mm-hmm.
Justified. Justified is the last show I watched that I started from the get-go and wrote it out.
And when it ended, you were like, this is a perfect time to end. I've watched enough seasons. It's not being cut early.
Like, I was disappointed because I love Timothy Oliphant. Like, I was like, dude, you are probably the sexiest man alive in that Justified thing. Like, I would hump his leg and then be like, dude, I'm sorry, this is weird, but I don't know what else to do. Sorry.
But I'm finishing, so just hang on.
Yeah, yeah. You're great. You're awesome. But I think that was the last TV show that I started with. And then everything else since then, I've tried. It's either gotten canceled or it just wasn't good. You know, I was like, that's not what I was looking for.
Had a strong start and then kind of petered out. You know, yeah, I'm with you. I get looped into procedurals, like cop procedurals. So like Hawaii Five-0 just ended. I watched that one from start to finish. Blue Bloods is still going strong. I have no clues. SVU is still going strong. Those things are not ending anytime soon.
I mean, those two
but
shows.
That's easy.
Like,
that's written in. It's cop procedurals. You can do that for 100 years.
Dude, SVU at this point could just go back and look at SVU and go, we're going to just do that.
Half the time they do. They're like, this guy was here 20 seasons ago. You're like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. That guy's still around.
Yeah, I mean,
how many
times can you write about a voyeur camera in a fucking like bathroom somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, the best part is you know where they're getting their stories, because the ones that are good always start out, you know, anything depicted in this episode is not tied to anything in the real world. You're like, sure, it's not. Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. We know where you pulled this story from. There's been a lot of shows that I watched, and actually my large list of TV shows have finally like dropped down, because there have been chunks of ones that have finally ended after they've been on my list for like 6, 7, 8, 9 seasons, and they're finally done. And I'm like, yes, I'm done with you. It's great. I'm glad it's wrapping up. I'm on it for the long haul. You know, Hawaii Five-0 was like the first big, like, ooh, we're rebooting something from the 70s or 80s. You know what I'm saying? Because then you had like that happened, and then like the MacGyver show, that's still on, but that's had some hiccups. So I'm hanging on to that one only because I started. I'm like, no, I watched MacGyver when I was a kid, and I'm watching this show now. And the main dude's not bad, except they had to kick the guy that was on CSI, the actor, off the show because of some drama bullshit. Like Lethal Weapon was a great show until we learned that the guy who's the secondary character, the guy who's the main character, the guy that played Riggs, was a fucking dick
to everybody. Like asshole, yeah.
Yeah, so fuck that guy. So that show got shit canned early, and that sucks because I love a Wayans. You stick a Wayans in any show, and I'll watch that shit till the end. And you fuck that up.
I thought they might have rebounded it when they pulled What's-His-Face in to like replace
I know.
It. But
Stifler?
But I think that was one of those.
I think there was plans for that, and then something happened. There were plans
to
bring
maybe.
Him.
I mean, I know he was there, but I kind of wonder if it was just kind of like we lost the wind behind the sails a little bit, you know, and everybody that was pushing for it was just like, well, I knew it was done, so I'm writing new projects or, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, all right, yeah, we'll just bring him in to finish the season up and go on. But, I mean, you're right, though. Like, there are 9,000 police, military, anything with a gun type procedural shows out there. Like,
yeah,
and
villain of the week,
yeah,
yep.
And unless it was something like Grimm before they tried to introduce the guy's voice in the show in the intro, I don't really care about them. Like, I don't want to watch a cop show. Like, I can just turn the fucking news on. Like, I can see that any goddamn day of my life,
right?
There's nothing unique about it to me, so I don't, it does not spark any interest in me. And the guy, like MacGyver, that would have been cool, but honestly, dude, like, this is really petty. the guy's forehead bothers me, and he doesn't look as cool as the previous MacGyver, so, like, I can't get into it.
You know what? After they've rebooted MacGyver and Hawaii Five-0 and Magnum P.I., I need a Quantum Leap reboot. I need a Quantum Leap reboot real bad.
And the problem with rebooting anything that David Bakula have done is...
Scott Bakula? Sure.
Scott. I thought it was David. Whatever. But anywho, like, he has that... He has that Matthew McConaughey vibe. Like, if he wants to be serious, he can be serious. But for the most part, he seems kind of like just a smart dude, probably smokes a little weed, and is laid back. I don't know how you find that kind of Joe Cool dude, right? Like, because he did 4 or 5 shows, and he was cool in all of them, but different versions of cool.
Right.
And that's the problem with finding that kind of guy.
I'll tell you what. I don't even need to be a reboot. I need to be whatever that, like, because if I remember correctly, at some point we got to see behind the curtain. So we got to see Dean Stockwell's character, like, who he was working for, like, the people who were running the whole program. Mm-hmm. Like, we got into that. So, like, I don't need a reboot. I just need them to be like, okay, we're still doing this now. And, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because...
Because the stuff he was going into... He was jumping into the 60s and 70s and, like, some crazy, like, Kennedy type assassination type scenarios.
Well, like, one of them, I remember he went way back in time and he basically helped a guy who was a slave, ended up being free, and he's like, I feel like a king today. And that's where they left it, but you're like, well, that's Martin Luther's great granddaddy or something like that, right? You know, it was cool, but, like, you could reboot Quantum Leap with quote-unquote out rebooting it, because there was more than one leaper. He was just the only dude that couldn't get home right now. There was a glitch in the system kind of thing. So you could pull up John Q. Smith and throw him out there as a leaper, and as long as he seems to fit that kind of... I think you could do it two ways. Either almost too laid back, where, like, he somehow stumbled upon the quantum leaping and he's kind of got to figure it out.
God, that would be so annoying. But go ahead. I see what you're saying.
Right. Or you have a dude that's been in the thing for so long that knows the ins and outs of it and is like the goody two-shoe guy. And he's like, the system's corrupt. And then, like, goes about leaping to try to find whoever is tinkering with shit. Right. That you don't need to reboot that. You don't need to do anything with that. You just pick it up and go, we got a leaper. We got a bad guy. Go. And you can throw them anywhere. That's the best part about it. Like, you could make the first episode with, like, a dinosaur about to step the fuck up on him. Like, whatever you wanted. And especially with CGI today, that would be a fantastic show to do.
And in the theory, in the same swim lane as, like, Star Trek and the original series, like, you could tell a lot of poignant stories to people today through this show. That's what they did with it back in the day, and when it was on in the 80s and maybe 90s, but definitely the 80s, it's kind of like that, I'm going to show you a mirror, but you're not going to know it's a mirror. It's going to be TV to you, and you could do that. That being said, I'm not sure if the PC crowd would let a white dude leap into a black guy's body and then, like, have to say things or do things, and then would it be, you know, because he had to, because... Scott Bakula had to take on monikers of different races when he was doing the show, or he'd sound funny to who he was talking to. Or maybe he did anyways, but...
He always sounded like himself when he spoke to the camera or anything, but people always heard him in whatever character's voice he was in.
Okay, cool.
So it wasn't like he was like, oh shit, I gotta learn how to speak old English.
Right. Today. Right, okay.
You know, like, wasn't okay, like
so
that.
I thought there may have been something about that. So that's,
But that is a perfect example. I mean, it would be weird to have a white dude jump and then, like, land in a black person's body. Right. Now, it's cool. It would be different if the people that he's jumping into were, like, other kind of big time actors. Right? Like, let's just say he jumped into Samuel L. and Samuel L. got to play, like, the little piece for that. Like, no one would care then, because you're bringing in other people and giving them shots, and they're really the ones doing all the fucking work. But you had a lot of stuff where it was like, he was just walking around dressed in the same clothes as the dude, and then was supposed to be black, Chinese, a woman, whatever, right? And you're right, like, can't do it that way. Like, that's not going to fly. But if you actually...
It possibly could.
Again, it's all going to depend on how the dude does it. Like, there's certain people that pull that shit off. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people that you go, you should never, ever try to do that in your life. But I also think that would be a cool way to bring in other people. Like when you do the mirror scenes or whatever, where you see the guy he's talking to and have him, and then it switches to his face. But I think, you know, I like how they had the other actors in there for a little bit, but I think it would be a little neater if...
There's ways to film it where you could swap out the main person.
Yeah, like you could have him like walk in through a door as him, and then as soon as we get the close sequence into the diner or whatever, he's whoever he needs to be, like the mafiosa guy. And then just for that little moment where he needs to be that person in the show, you can have the other actor like do everything and speak and blah, 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 blah. But it's only like 4 minutes, you know, no big deal.
Right. Kind of thing. That could be cool. But I'm Googling around right now and there's nothing. There's been speculation, but apparently Sci-Fi were talking about it in 2009, but nothing ever came of it. But
I mean, honestly, dude, like if I was going to pitch a show to anybody right now, I would pitch it to NBC or CBS. It would be the only two people I would pitch it to, man. Like that, or I would go directly to Netflix or Hulu or one of them and say, hey, man, let's just film it, drop the block, and let's go.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing on Fox. Empire's ending. 911 is a thing, but you got Simpsons and Family Guy. That's it. The Resident, that's kind of new.
I think they have,
a little bit.
I think they have Orville.
No, they don't. They don't. Hulu has Orville now. They dropped Orville. They canceled Orville. Talk about that.
Oh, they canceled. I knew there was another season coming, but I didn't know they dropped it or whatever.
It is. Hulu picked them up because they're like, sure, we'll take that because it was the greatest thing on television.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
fucking Fox.
Whoever runs their chopping block, man, like, that dude needs to get
gone.
Canned fast.
Yeah.
But I want to say, whoever's doing the chopping, there ain't too many people up above them. Like, I feel like everything is one of those things where
they're like, sure, run the company in the ground. It's your company. Go ahead. That's fine. We'll just hang on for a paycheck.
Okay, John, you're good with losing all this money and this gross revenue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing I can argue with then. Sure.
I'll call them. Hey, you're canceled. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're literally like a reboot of Star Trek and doing it really well and actually doing what everybody wishes Star Trek was doing right now. But hey, now y'all are fired. It's fine. Mm-hmm. In fact, here's Hulu's direct number. Just call them. They'll pick you up, and they did, and they're going to do another, and the season's coming down the pipe, so they'll have it out, but all this COVID shit messing everything up, so I guess for you to be happy, to turn this into a bright side, there ain't going to be no TV shows next year.
I know.
Ain't nobody filming right now. There's no new TV. If they haven't been filming, if they haven't already finished filming, it ain't happening.
Yeah, this is going to be like when the writer's strike happened. Like, this is...
Except it's not even going to be like bad script. It's going to be nothing.
That's what they're saying. Well, the writer's strike, they didn't even give you anything. Like, they, whatever was up, because no writers were writing. So, whoever
short,
was...
Yeah, yeah, short season
whoever
type
was
things,
doing
yeah.
it was just some dude that they were like, hey, do you want to be the replacement? Like, that's what it was.
Right, yeah. Right.
And they're like, sure, dude, you want me to write a fucking show for TV? I got you, homie.
Watch this. Hold my beer.
Yeah. We're only doing 4? How bad could I fuck this up? We're good.
Yeah, the writer's strike. There has to be a documentary out there about that situation, because that event destroyed numerous TV shows that were like about to, they were like ride that they were like riding that car like up the hill of the roller coaster.
Yeah, Life on
and
Mars.
They were about to go over that hill and just
Life
go
on
nuts.
Mars was one of them that I was really into, and then the writer's strike hit, and then they were like, okay, how do we close this out in one season? And they were like, oh, just put them on a fucking space travel thing and say they were in hypersleep in space. And you're like, oh, cool. Like, I watched a bug crawl out of some guy in the 70s, like 2 episodes ago, so I know we're really into some shit, but you guys didn't want to pay people that write your fucking shit, so now we lost a great show. But what was the other good one with Thomas Jane in it? The Mentalist? No, that's
God,
not
I love
Thomas
that
Jane.
Show.
That's not Thomas Jane.
Yes, it is Thomas Jane. Patrick Jane.
No.
His name was... his okay, the name of the guy on the show, the character's name was Patrick Jane.
Was it?
The Mentalist, yes. But and no, Thomas Jane is the Punisher.
Yeah, that's what I was right. I was like, no.
Right.
Blonde guy that looks like him. But even that show, like, after it came back from the writer's strike, was just different.
I love that show. I love that show so much, and I'm so sad.
Yeah, I really liked it, and then after the strike, like, I kind of lost interest in it because, one, there was just that big gap, and then when it came back, the whole wrapping up with the guy that killed his family was, man, dude, you could have had him kill him in a fucking park, like, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. right? And then just walk, and then they tried to bring it back for, like, one more season with, like, a quote-unquote blacklist kind of thing, you know, and it was like, you guys are done, man. It's gone. Mm-hmm. Just let it die. Let it die.
Oh, man. I'd watch that show all over again. It was just something different. It was still procedural. It was still cop procedural. But, like, I loved the way he interacted with people. Just, it was just so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a really good job of being a dick when he needed to be a dick. And then, like, a pompous asshole when he needed to be a pompous asshole. And then mm-hmm. if you weren't on, like, the little team that knew him, you were just like, man, fuck this dude. Like, he knows his shit, but fuck this dude. But then you got to see all of the other stuff with him, right? Like, I liked how they really kept those two separated. Mm-hmm. And he never walked in one day and was like, I really miss my wife, man. No, he was like, I'm going to get this shit done. I'm going to tell you how much of a liar you are. I'm going to correct the cops on everything they're doing fucking wrong. And then I'm going to go sidestep everything and solve my own business while I'm at it. Like, you were like, I appreciate your work ethic, sir.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
I know, it's just me fucking up two words.
So have you picked what you're going to draw for this first episode of Penny Dreadful
yet? Yeah, so far I got like a big composite going because mm-hmm. I've been cutting out all the characters from their backgrounds. And the way it looks right now, you have the Angel of Death in the middle with her big headpiece and her arms open. And then in each arm, I have the two police officers. And then in the mm-hmm. bottom corners, I have the young officer in the right. And then I have, I don't know what her sister's name's called in the show yet.
The one in black? Are you talking about the... Yeah, she is Magda.
Okay.
Natalie Dormer's character's name is Magda.
But mm-hmm. I have her in her evil angel outfit. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Black, like, leather.
But it's just kind of like her upper body in like the corner. But then I have her other characters and all of their faces like broken apart in different sections and then like laid out like in the background. So because she plays so many different people and she's whispering to everybody. Mm-hmm. So like I got one that looks really weird where I cut out like a Phantom of the Opera kind of like size and then I just tapped it to the right once, so now she almost has like this kind of funky cleft palate like line like mm-hmm. going up her face, but it's close enough that when you first look at it you're like, oh, I don't see it, but then when you look at it again you're like, something's fucking wrong with that. And I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna change that one, like that's enough of a bothering face that I like it.
That is the one part of this show that A, I wasn't prepared for, and B, I think I'm going to fall in love with as the season goes on, is the fact that she's not just playing this person, this entity that no one can see who whispers bad nothings into people's ears to make them do crazy shit. I love that she is actually inserting herself into it. And so as the actress, you get to watch her. You get to go, ooh, what's Natalie doing this week? Like, who's she playing? And I love how she's positioned herself in different pieces of the plot and how she's playing, like, the wife who's, you know, the abused wife with the son, you know, who's dressed up in like a little Lord Fauntleroy, like little like kid outfit. You know what I'm saying? Like the blue with the big collars, and then like we end up to find out he's
like
just
like he walked out of a Paddington fucking book,
right? Exactly. Yeah, and so you've got her. You have her playing the secretary slash assistant slash whatever she is to that councilman. And so like, that's going to be fun to see how far she embeds herself in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that I like how her characters, like her assistant to the mayor, the only way you can stay where she's at is looking the way she does.
Frumpy.
Yes.
And
frumpy,
unattractive.
Intelligent, unattractive, to be listened to. And then like, but she's also still because of her natural beauty in just real life. Like, when you look at her, you don't really go, oh, she's ugly. You just go, oh, you don't look as good as you did in the black or in the white or, you know, whatever, right? Like, you're just, like, she's pretty, but I like the way they she toned herself down to essentially kind of be a bookworm person, but also someone outside of the mayor who considers, well, the soon-to-be mayor, like, considers her indispensable. She's completely unnoticeable to anyone else.
Right.
You know, she just hovers in the background. She's got the big pig's ear. That's all she needs. She's good. Mm-hmm. And I like it. And then I don't know what's going on with the Nazi doctor and her.
Yeah, that's like, something is real deep into that. I don't know what that is because I had to, like, look up what he called themselves. Like, the Nazi shit. I Googled it, and I don't remember it. Oh, wait, I may have it in here. But yeah, the Nazi German American Bund, B-U-N-D, that's the group he's with. And I kind of looked them up and like, oh, that's that was a real thing in the late 30s. Like, guys walking around, you know, you don't need to get in this fight. You're fine. Stay where you are. And like people, you know, this is around, I don't know what year it was. It may be, because this is what, 38, right?
Yeah, I think so. 38, 37. Yeah, because I mean, it's most certainly before America joined the war.
This is okay, so this show takes place in 1938, I'm pretty sure. 1938 was the year that life, or no, that Time had him as the person of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And like you think and you're like, shit. Like, that is how like crazy accepted he was to a lot of the world until like he had done so much everybody was like we don't like this guy anymore, right? Like, we're just like, what he's doing is not cool, right? Because he was literally on every magazine last week. Like, I don't know, are we supposed to, is he, what are we supposed to do? Like, can we walk this shit back? Like, how do we do this?
Yeah, it's really easy to, you know, hindsight everything and go, how the fuck did we let Hitler come to power? Or, like, you know, whatever, right? But you weren't living in that time. So, like they do in the City of Angels, the police weren't anybody's friend but the white dudes, like, in that area. And then when you have Nazis coming around, people were kind of like, that's weird, but I guess that's no different than an U.S. soldier going over to Germany, you know, right? Like, it's no one questioned it because we weren't fighting them.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
And if you're in an era where you basically look down on everybody else that's not your skin tone and Nazis roll through, man, you're gonna get a lot of people that are like, I agree with what you're saying. You're gonna help us and make us better? Gee golly, man, that sounds fucking great. But it's like you forget that, hey man, Hitler was German. He thought Germans were the ultimate. Not us over here, not the other white people over here and the few sporadic down on their own little island talking all funny. No, no, no. He didn't like fucking anybody.
Right. Yeah, so, and I guess, I mean, so we're like 1 year in the show from World War II starting when Hitler invaded Poland. So this will all, if this doesn't have, if this isn't like, I'm guessing with the doctor, it's a building block to World War II starting and things going on there and whatever his whole drive to be here and what the whole point of this is.
When I watched one of those like History Channel like Nazis and the occult thing,
right?
They were saying that one of the things they used to do was essentially have non-sleeper cells stationed in the areas they wanted them, except for the big guys that were doing like the dude in the hat from the show who's like, hey, we can make you mayor. Like, they didn't dress up as Nazis, but they sent people out to say, hey, look, dude, why are you going to go die for something that doesn't matter? And that's what he's doing. He's basically, if he can convince enough people that we don't want to join the war or what's about to happen, because I kind of want to believe that he's over here, not just because he's like, oh, hey, I want to go spread Nazism. Like, I think he is a Nazi, realizes, though, that it's going to be a global power Like, I think he feels that coming. Not like he got orders or anything, but he's trying to do what he can because he really believes in it.
He's the part... He got the initial brief where it sounded like good stuff and then got shipped to the U.S. before I found out all this shit stuff. That's what it feels like, where he truly believes the initial, like, the message of the Nazi Party that grabbed people back then when they were like, oh, this is a great idea. And then they started murdering everybody and their brother. So, yeah I mean, so because I don't initially get a feeling from that character that his plans with this are nefarious. I've been told to go here and spread the good gospel of the Nazi Party.
Yep, I don't think he's over there because he's a saboteur or anything like that. I think he's a person that got a medical degree, bought into the Nazi propaganda, and at that time, there were many German Americans here before they all had to change their fucking name after the war. So him being there, and that's not really weird. That's not normal, especially in California where they're at.
Right.
You know, because Hollywood at that time was like 70% German actors and guys with German names who were the first migrants that came, you know, like they spoke German, their grandparents, their mom all spoke, you know, they learned English kind of thing. So I'm with you. Like, I think he's over there just because he bought into it and he's like, I like America. I like being part of the Nazi Party. Why would I want to see either one of you guys hurt each other? Like, that was the crazy thing with it. Like, when you go back and look at the history on it, you go, I mean, really, before he started killing anything and everything, and we started to unravel the layers of this onion, you can kind of see why people had his back and were believing in his ideologies and things like that. And, I mean, Hitler's a terrible fucking dude, but the guy was a captivating speaker. He knew how to talk to crowds and what to say. And, like, to me, that is what made him the most terrifying dude, like, that we've kind of had in our couple last 100 years, you know? Like, because when you think of other people that have wrecked the world, you're like, oh, but that's like old ancient wars. Like, that was like the Mongolians traveling through, or, you know, that was like Alexander the Great conquering Egypt and shit like that. Like, this is basically one of the last guys that captivated a world into a microcosm. And, like, I like that this show is not during that. It's not during what we all know about the Nazis and Hitler when we look at it. Like, we're all just in a part where this dude was man of the year. He's done all these things. He's rose through the ranks. Like, holy shit, man, this dude's moving. You know, this is before we knew all the bad shit. And right. I like because it takes the, with him being basically as nice as he is and then sticking him in a Nazi uniform, he doesn't then all of a sudden, like, switch to a Machiavellian, like, character, right? Like, he just because he put on the black and got his goofy skull hat and fucking armband on, like, all of a sudden he doesn't become some evil genius. He's like, hey, like, dude, I'm like you, man. I'm just here. I just happen to be a Nazi.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that statement because I'm pretty sure I have a recording from a past podcast where you doted on the Nazi uniforms. Because of how great they looked. And you're
the Nazi aesthetic.
Wanted to fuck it up because they're so awesome looking. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, no, the Nazi aesthetic, man. Like, they're, like, when you watch or play the Wolfenstein games and their architectural structure, like, if you could replace any of those red banners with, like, anything happy, it's beautiful. Like, you could take that clean aesthetic and if you could somehow remove the vibe with it, you're like, dude, that is legit fucking clean, man. Like, that's what's up. But too much bad shit happened. Yeah. And there's just no way you can go, I'm cool with that.
You can never take that cut of uniform ever and make it into, someone else cannot adapt that cut of uniform.
Yeah, no, you can never. Yeah, you can never.
Because it will always be Nazi, and that pisses everybody off.
You can never wear a tight collar and then have it, like, cuffed off and then buttons and black and a vest and then tight trim pants and fucking buckles and shit like that, unless you're at a wedding. Otherwise, You can't wear that shit. And by the way, right. most of the time your vest would be bright blue or green or yellow or some shit like that. It's not just straight black and then a little dash of red somewhere.
Yeah, right. You know?
Like,
the last part about the doctor, though, is I love it when I'm pretty sure that because I don't know if the phrase America First was like part of that German-American buns like phrases. All I know is that our current bullshit president says that now. He still says that phrase. And I'm like, oh, that's really great coming out of a fucking Nazi's mouth. I was like, I kind of personally hope that was like one of the phrases for that official group. I did not look this up, but I think it would be hilarious because it's like, and now our current president is donning Nazi propaganda phrases. Awesome. Great.
Wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Not a bit. And I also surprised me if he didn't know he was doing it because he's that much of an idiot. But so that doctor, he'll be interesting to see like what his whole deal is. Did you also happen to notice Spock behind him in Nazi garb as well from Discovery?
No.
Season 2? The blanked on his name. Forgot his name. Anyways, the guy who plays Spock in Season 2 of Discovery is also one of his Bund members of that cadre right there. So he, being the fact that he's kind of like a known actor, I'm sure at some point there'll be a conversation. You don't just pick that guy out of a lineup to be in a show. He's going to have a part. He's going to have something that speaks. He didn't talk at all this episode, but I'm sure he'll come up later.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably just...
Ethan Peck? Is that right? That sounds right. I don't know.
No idea.
No idea.
I just review it. I don't know the actors.
I don't pick that shit up. Speaking of Star Trek people, Brent Spiner, the guy who plays Data, showed up also. He's their commissioner.
Police chief.
I was like, Ethan Peck. I was right. But anyways, I was like, man, like people did just reach in. They're just reaching for everybody. Because I know Nathan Lane. You love Nathan Lane. We mentioned that. Or actually, no. We had a conversation that wasn't recorded, and we talked about the... about it.
Yep.
But yeah, no,
Nathan Lane, and I remember watching movies with him with like my mom and shit like that. And
you can't help but love him when he's on the screen.
Yeah, dude, he is so captivating and charismatic. And whether he's playing a flamboyant gay man or a rugged fucking police officer, I don't know how he does it. But even when he gets, like, angry, like, when he's like, oh, so on your second day, you're just not gonna fucking show. Like, when he had that whole speech, like, he somehow still manages to have care in his voice when he's doing that, even in an angry tone or whatever. And, like, when he showed up, you know, he shook his hand. He's like, I'm glad you're here. I don't think those are acting characteristics.
Like, you think he's just that good of a person in real life?
I think that is how he is in real life. And I just think it is... one of those things that translates over to the screen.
Well, and you know what I loved about him in the episode when they were in the locker room getting dressed, and the old
oh yeah, the old cop, white guy who's like, I want to go pick on the old, like, Latino, right?
Right. Like, Nathan Lane does not strike you, the actor does not strike you as somebody, and never has he played somebody who you would be physically intimidated by.
Yeah, like, if Nathan Lane took his shirt off and had, like, two brass knuckles on, like, you would just start laughing.
Right, exactly.
But doing it the way he did it, though...
Exactly. Yes. They wrote it, and he played it where you can tell that through his entire career, he knows what to do. Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what it takes to be the threat I need to be. And so he's like... I'll just let slip to somebody about that. He said, like, little boy or some shit. I was like,
well, I think what he the said, fuck? Like, I think he said, like, keep... something like your second family, or, you know, in...
Yeah, something.
Whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Like, I could not tell from his phrasing what he was talking about. But I was like, man, that dude... You know, the only person I'm not super sold on right now is the main character guy. Like, I don't... And that's not because I... And I know he's been in, like, he was in, like, Walking Dead. I believe they said he was in Walking Dead. He did a fine job. I'm just not quite sure if, and they even, like, they developed his character a whole bunch, and they, the big cliffhanger at the end, he had to shoot his friggin' brother. He has this choice. I'm not on his side yet. I'm not fully accepted. I don't know why, because the dude, you could tell the guy loves his mom. He cares for his family. He's kind of like that middle kid because he's got the older brother who, like, you know, he becomes a detective. So his older brother's like, when he sees the badge for something, it's like he almost is like shitting on it. He's like, what? Now you're part of the enemy. He's got a younger brother who realizes that, or he thinks that there's just nothing out there for him. He's like, I'm just going to sweep floors and, you know, wash dishes like you do, Mom. And I do like how she hauled off and slapped the fucking shit out of him, though. Like, she, I was like, get it, girl.
I'm not condoned for beating kids, but when you are like 15 up and you pop off like that at your mother and your mom decides to haul off and slap the shit out of you, you fucking deserve it, homie. Like,
that's right. You're gonna get a standing ovation from every other parent around you.
Yeah. Now, if you're like fucking 5, 6, 7, and I don't think you would say any shit like that, like, doesn't need to happen. But if you're, if you're breaching that where you go, well, I can fight to defend myself, and your mom or daddy whoop your ass because you ran the fucking mouth, you deserve it because you know what you were doing. You were running your mouth thinking you were going to back it up.
Right. Exactly.
I love how we always disagree on characters, too, because I love him.
Yeah. You like him a lot? I don't feel like I got convinced of his whole story yet. And I'm not sure if it's the writing or the actor. I know he's a good actor. I'm just not sure if I'm there yet. I love his mom. I love the fact that she called in Santa Muerte. She called her in and like had a full ass conversation with her.
Yeah, I like how she called out. She's like, "Oh, you're gonna let your bitch sister take over heaven?" Like, Mama's got some fucking balls on her, man.
I slapped a shit out of my fucking 17-year-old today. Mm-hmm. I ain't taking none of this shit from you.
Right?
Understand?
Yeah. You may have just appeared out of nowhere, but I don't give a fuck.
Right? You don't scare me, bitch. Mm-hmm. So go unfuck your sister for us, please. Yeah. So yeah,
I like his character. He's quiet, and you can tell because his brother has always been a little louder, a little bigger. He was like, oh, that's not me. Mm-hmm. You know, right? Like, he's almost the counter opposite of him. And then you have the little brother who you can see is literally a split between the both of them. Like, he wants to be like them. Like, you can tell. Like,
right.
But he doesn't know.
He doesn't, both brothers.
Yes, he doesn't know which one to be. Do I be like my older brother or my oldest brother, a little more vocal and aggressive, and we stand up for our people? Or do I go do what my other brother did and make a name for myself and get out of the situation I'm in? But both of them feel torn because they're leaving their family, basically, you know. And then now with the whole roadway that's going through there, they're just uprooting a whole bunch of people. And it's not like it is now when the county comes through and goes, hey, we're gonna widen the road and we're gonna do some shit, here's a small little check, sorry.
Right.
You know,
right?
Or if they do have to take away your home and stuff like that because of the house has been there since 1920 and it's all out of date,
like before deeds existed.
Yeah,
type thing,
you know.
I kind of feel like that's kind of like what's happened. It's this little subdivision almost.
Well, you know,
it
reminds me of Roger Rabbit, just the fact because they're building the road and they're building it right through something. But you're right, it's before there were numerous copies of deeds and things like that. Like I don't remember the bank robber that did it, but used to just rip up and burn fucking mortgages, and then boom, bank got no record. You own that fucking shit now. It is yours.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
So I think the guy that's going to be the mayor, like, there's obviously a little racial divide between what he thinks is good and what everybody else thinks is good.
Obviously.
But he's doing it because he don't give a fuck. And I think he's doing it because he knows that none of them can really have an argument. Like, it went to that arbitration or whatever it was that they were fucking doing. And like, yeah, this is past, man. It's going to happen. There's not shit you can do about it. I'm curious what his mark is. Like, when his mom talked about it, you know.
Did you see it?
No, I must have missed it. Like,
you know what?
I'll give you credit
because the first watch through, I didn't notice it either. Then I read it somewhere online and I was like, let me, because they didn't make a real thing about pointing it out, but so he's the little boy who's the opening scene.
Yeah, he's the opening scene.
He's the little boy that gets jacked by Santa Muerte. Like, she stiff arms
him. Yeah, well, his mom knows that because she tells him. She's like, she touched you. Right. She saved you. Like, you couldn't save your father, but she spared you.
And he's looking in the mirror and pulls his shirt down.
Oh, okay.
And there's a handprint on his chest where she checked him.
Gotcha.
Where she pushed him off of him.
Yeah. So, I like how he's still like, stop it, Mom. You're crazy. That's bullshit. I'd be like, so you just had a handprint on your body.
Right. A burned scar on your body of a handprint.
How old are you now? Grown man, and you were a small child. So at least 20 years, and you're like, I don't know how it's there. Birthmark. Right.
You didn't watch that. Yeah. You didn't watch that woman cradle your father's burning body in her arms while, and then run at her and then get jacked across. That's what I was kind of hoping.
I feel like
you
a child's brain would build a barrier around that.
Possibly. I was kind of hoping you were going to pick that shot to draw, where they gave you the above shot of her holding his dad and her hand out and the kid being like thrown back. I was kind of hoping that was going to be the image you wanted to portray.
No, there's too much shit going on in that, dude.
There's a lot of shit
going
on.
I'd be like, hey, I drew that picture. It's been a month and a half. There's fire. I got the slow-mo phasing of the fucking air. Like,
Nah.
I don't draw that fast and that quick to fucking whip out something of quality for that kind of scene. That would be one of those, like, I got assigned a project for college, you know? And it was like,
right.
You got a month. Get it done.
So that's the main characters we've talked about. You have the main crime that we're going to talk about, or that they're going to talk about the whole season. That's the bodies of the people who are associated with building the road. The man and his, I guess, his family, right? Is it the whole family?
It was him, his wife, and his two children.
Yeah, and they were all painted in Dia de los Muertos' face and then cut up like that, like the masks. Mm-hmm. And hearts were taken out. Yeah. And so it has this... And back to what you mentioned earlier about the, like, you have, like, the Dr. Kraft Nazis, and then you have the, like, black hat driving around in a black car with bodyguard, that Nazi who's, like, doing... I'm sure it's part of all of the... It's all going to, of course, come together at some point and all be... It's not going to be Latinos that are doing the murders. It's going to be something else. They're framing them for it. You know, that's... More than likely, it's going to be the outcome of it all. But yeah, this is the overarching thing that's going to tie it all together is their investigation of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they call in the one. God, what was the line that Data said? I'm going to call him Data because it is Data. I don't care who you're talking yeah. about. But he's like, boy, you don't know how much you wish those bodies were Latino. And I was like, oh man, it's like Jesus.
Yeah, well,
at least he's a little bit PC because he's like, no offense. It's like, none taken, sir. You're just a fucking angry white man. I understand completely.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also like how it goes, though. Especially, mm-hmm. I mean, it goes that way now. But even more so back then, rich white people dying was...
Everybody gives a shit.
Yeah, especially when they were from up on the hill living with that kind of money. Like, those were big names wherever they were at. Right.
What did Nathan Lane's character say? He's like they're from he didn't say Bel Air, but it was like Belvedere or something. And Nathan Lane's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like, yeah. Like, right. Like, you know, wherever their precinct is, that is the, hey, this is where all the money comes from. This is where the people that do it. Like, if they're not taken care of, they won't be here. We won't exist, kind of thing. Like, that, like, you, like, as soon as he dropped that, like, no, I don't tell me they're from fucking there. Like, was, I wonder how much money was funneled through that family, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what were they doing that one got them picked off like that? And then two, what really, really devilish things was like that dad doing, right? Like, I want to know, because mm-hmm. I feel like
right.
they just weren't an example. The other three were, the wife and children, but I hope that we get a little bit more background on why this is such a big deal from them outside of it just being a quadruple homicide and hearts missing and, you know, faces mutilated. I mean, that's fucking insane as it is. But for him to go like, fuck, they came from there. I want to go there. Like, I want to go there.
It changes. It'll change the whole investigation, how it's done, how things are conducted. I mean, you saw them. What they left one cop on the house because, like, we don't want to draw attention to the fact that some bad shit happened up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know. So that and look, Tiago Vega, the main character, he'll grow on me because he's got a rough road ahead of him. Because as of the episode happening tonight, episode two, he'll be without anybody, but it'll be him and Lewis McKenna is the name of Nathan Lane's character. It'll be him and Lewis, and that's it. Because his whole community is going to cut him off. His whole family is going to cut him off because he just killed his brother.
I don't think okay? so.
And then the cops are going to be, they already aren't on his side anyways. And more than likely in a double net, you're going to kill one of your own, so now we definitely can't trust you because you can't be trusted by the people who like you. So, I mean, I've got a feeling he's going to be on this island where his only saving grace is his partner.
And yeah, well, I mean, he was already on that island to begin with. Like, as soon as he got that cop badge, like, his brother made it very clear right from the get-go. Like, his mom had to be like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like, be happy for him.
Well, they solidified it then with him shooting his brother in the street.
Yeah, but...
But his brother also, like, his brother murdered five cops on the way to the...
also fucking gunned down, like, just walking behind people, bop, 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 like...
Yeah.
You know, and he's sitting there like, please don't do it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. It gave it, yes. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I hate to be this guy when it comes to Hollywood, and it could be a .22, that gun he was holding, so it may have 8 in the cylinder... Because it's a revolver, that dude, I swear to God, he fired 8 or 10 shots. And I'm like, no one fired that gun before you got to it because you picked it up from somebody.
Well, so he pulled it off the back of the cop.
That was... Yeah, so if that's the case, the 38 special, it only holds 6.
Yeah, but he only fired 5 times.
He fired a bunch more than that.
No, he didn't.
Felt like he did.
Picked the gun up off the guy's back and then popped 5 people and then his brother shot him.
I don't believe you.
Watch it again.
Maybe I will. Okay, anyway, so... But overall, a good starting episode. It didn't give us too much. It kind of wetted our whistle. I don't even expect you to show up every week from now on. We'll see what happens when it comes to TV.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got the show. We'll talk about it, you know, but...
We may rant like for 20 minutes like we did before this one. Yeah, like, after... That's what we like doing.
Yeah, but, I mean, after Vagrant Queen and stuff, like, I was like, I don't fucking care about TV. I wish... Right. Him and I could, like, talk about puzzles or anything else right now. Like, I don't care. It just, whatever. Like, yeah, it did, man. It really just...
It hurts you deep.
Bummed me out, man. Like, I was like, fuck, dude. Well, because it fucks up two things. Like, it fucks up the thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, like, fucks up my day because I like the show.
Exactly.
You know, so it's not... I was more pissed because it ruins what we are trying to do. Like, that... fucks us up when shows get canceled, or if we like something. It's different if we're both watching something and we're like, I mean, hey, it's kind of like that season of American Horror Story. Like, it's not great, but we've started and done it. Like, this was good, and then they nixed it, and you're like, fuck, dude, okay.
Right.
What do you want me to do now?
Yeah, we'll still talk about it here and there. Are you even, you're not watching anymore, are you? You stopped watching it?
No, yeah, I'm never going to watch Vagrant Queen now. Yeah.
Okay, and that's too bad, dude, because you were really enjoying it, and it's getting really good.
Yeah, I know. And that'll just piss me off even further. Like, I'll be like, I'll tell you what. Even better. Now we're not going to... Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. About 4 podcasts from now, when the show's on its end of season 1, I'll let you know if it's a clean wrap. If they at least give you a clean, you know, 10 or 12 episode story, and then they just go away. I'll let you know if that's the case.
I'll probably catch it when it rolls its way through, like, Netflix or Hulu or something, and it's just there. I'll go, all right, I'm going to just watch them all to finish it up because I enjoyed the show and started it. Mm-hmm. But I know if I start watching it now, like, you're just going to get a message from me and going, fuck the podcast, fuck TV, fuck it all. Like, just, I hate everything right now. I don't know. I think this show is going to be good. But again, I'm leery because they fucked up the first Penny Dreadful, and that was a good one, you know.
Right.
And I,
right. But at least at some time, Showtime saw that they had something going in it. And if it becomes this...
Well, at least now they said it's an anthology. They're like, look, Penny Dreadful's an anthology. So our bad for dicking the first season on you. So we know we're going to get this season of this. Don't know if it's going to be 2, 3, or 4.
Right.
But we know at the end of the season, it could change.
Correct.
And they could do that just kind of dick thing where it stays open and not a ton of, like American Horror Story does, where they give you answers to some stuff, but because it's only one season, you'll never get the other answers. It just will never fucking happen unless they do a thing down the road where they go trying to tie things together. Knowing that going into it, I'm okay with that. Like, that's right. Fine. You've told me what's going on. But when you just yank the rug out of shit, I don't really give a fuck what it is. Like, you could just be like, there was a roll of toilet paper and all of a sudden it's gone. I'm on the toilet. Fuck me. Like, you know, like, that's what it is, dude. Like, that's... It's just a terrible fucking situation.
Oh, that is the worst way to put it, but it's so true. And the worst part is like, it bums me out that, you know, that it would be, it bums me out that an external thing would make you want to not do this. If I piss you off, that's a completely perfect reason to stop doing the podcast. But I'm like, fuck you, TV, for fucking with him. Just give me it. Just give me that. All you gotta do is not fuck with him.
Yeah.
I don't pick shit TV.
All you gotta do is let this season run out. Like, and then they could have been like, hey, man.
Right. Right.
Like, if they would have announced or the assumptions that everyone has found out that are just not red herrings anymore. Like, if I would have got all those at the end of the season, I'd have been bummed and been like, fucking hate TV. But it wouldn't have been like this. Like, we were in the middle of this. We were enjoying three episodes in.
Yeah, I was. And you changed the time slot. And changing a time slot to midnight on a Thursday, you may as well just shoot it in the heart.
You're Adult Swim, putting anything at midnight, unless you're a Late Late Show or Adult Swim for all of the fucking people that don't sleep at night, it's never going to do anything. Like, you basically just said, hey, I'm going to stick you in the back and let you ride out your couple things and... see you be on your way. You know, that's what fucked this one up so bad. It was just, one, I liked it, and you and I were both into it, and it was a good show in our opinion, and then it's just, like, gone. So, like I told you, I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, I'll watch it, but it's like, why? Like, why are we just, hey, people, there's fucking 6 more episodes. Just go watch them.
Right. You know, they're good. The show deserves it. The cast deserve it. I will probably do a recap when it's all over to let everybody know how they, you know, if it's something to tune into. But as far as I know right now, and it's probably 5 episodes in, it's definitely worth tuning into. It's something different, and it's campy, great sci-fi humor. It's exactly what sci-fi is made for, the channel, which is what amazes me. So not to give Penny Dreadful the backseat, but that's just kind of, this is the first time in the history of our podcast, 134 episodes, that we haven't finished out a season of a show we started reviewing. But yeah. I wouldn't want to drag you through the rest of the season. I wouldn't want to. And this show happened to be starting, and we're like, well, you know what? Let's just do this show. Because we loved the first Penny Dreadful.
Yep.
You know, it is what it is. We like TV. I like TV. You like whatever I make you watch. Until you don't like it anymore. I can't say that anymore. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know, dude. TV has just, like, dicked me for, like, the past fucking decade, I feel like.
And here's the problem. We can't even make a night to go watch a movie because you can't go to fucking theaters right now. So we couldn't even switch gears back to our original shit where we used to go see movies and review them.
Yeah.
We can't do that anymore.
I mean, fuck, dude. And even then, it's like, do I really want to go drop $25 like every other Tuesday, maybe, you know, to go like review a movie, right?
You got to get them chicken fingers.
Yeah, so, I mean, dude, if you're gonna take me to a movie at 9 o'clock, right? Like, I eat dinner again at like 9:30, so I'm gonna be starving during this whole fucking movie.
right. There's also gonna be no movies next year either. Oh man, this is gonna be a weird. Nah, it's gonna be a weird year for media next year.
There's a lot of movies that are already in post production.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
it's gonna be more like 2022 is gonna have no movies, or they're gonna all be rushed out during 2021.
Yeah, well,
like they're all gonna be rushed.
I'm wondering if like a lot of studios are going, how many how many things do we have in post? Like, how much stuff is basically 99% done? And then go, okay, we can space these out for 2020. You know what? That needs a little bit of work. You guys are now 2021, right? Mm-hmm. And then hopefully...
I mean, it messed up Phase 3 of Marvel. It's screwing that all up. And I'm like, dude, they were on such like a roll. Like, Marvel was just behemoth.
But this almost may help Marvel. Like,
so you can take a breath?
Well, not even that. Like, the fact that people are so in love with Marvel and mm-hmm. the movies that it's pumped out. And we've been very lucky that we've basically got one every six months to a year. Mm-hmm. Depending on the revolving rotation of what movies that are throwing out, there was always a big one and a filler. Big one and a filler. Big one and a filler. Now you got nothing. So when they drop what they're going to drop, everybody in the fucking world is going to go, I'm getting the fuck out the house and I'm going to go watch this movie.
And everybody going to get infected again and it's going to start all over again. God damn it.
Well, I mean, that's like the whole thing with the curve flattening right now. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's like, oh, we're good. No, I don't think you understand how fucking shit works, dude. Like, it's flat because no one's going out. No one's doing shit. Not that the virus is less potent.
Right.
Dumbass. Go put everybody back together again. What the fuck's going to happen?
Yep. And that's, you hear people saying, you know, going out right now, like nothing's wrong, is like stopping taking your antibiotics when you feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, no, you're supposed to finish the treatment. You take everything in the bottle, no matter how good you feel. So you have to finish the whole cycle. You're right. And this is going to mess it up. And these states that are pushing for it, I'm so sorry if you're listening to us from one of those states, because now you're on the road, driving to a party, listening to a podcast. Turn the fuck around and go the fuck home.
Yep.
Stupid. It's going to mess everything up, and we're going to be right back where it is again, and people will be out of work again. Again.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. Like, if everybody drops their guard and says, hey, man, go back about your business, some of the businesses that were able to survive this time
will not
make it at all next time. Like, as soon as the quarantine hits, they're done. There's just no way to recover. But if we stay in quarantine, you can plan with what you got. You have assistance. Minimal, not saying it's a whole lot for anybody that owns their own personal business out there. Like, you guys are fucked. It sucks.
All right.
But starting things back up, then to just watch everyone get sick again, basically, like, that's gonna fuck up a ton of shit.
Yes, agreed. And on that happy note, we will wrap this podcast. If you're finding us for the first time because you're a Penny Dreadful fan, you're like, hey, these guys are dads. They talk about shows I like. Feel free to check out the rest of our lineup. We have a lot of completed episodes of and seasons of shows, and one partially completed season of Vagrant Queen. If you haven't watched it on Sci-Fi, go watch it. I'm telling you, it's a great show. But we're not going to talk about it ad nauseum like we have been the past three episodes. That being said, we do thank you for finding this episode. We hope you liked what you heard, and we will catch you guys next podcast for episode 2 of Penny Dreadful, City of Angels. Take it easy.
I don't even want to say anything, man. That was a fucking tip-top professional fucking wrap-up right there.
If you also have not listened to podcasts before, it never sounds like that at the end.
No, I was like...
Whoa.
Like, my ear fucking like crystallized and shit. I was like, damn, homie. Like, look at you. You've been practicing in the mirror.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. It only took 134 episodes to do it.
I finally got it.
See you guys.